Chapter 9. Effective Multicultural Communication and Collaborative Practices. Strategies for Inclusivity and Dialogue. Carmen Arjevec, Sabina Karsnik, University of Novo Mesto, Slovenia. Effective multicultural communication and collaboration thrive on the foundation of empathy, active listening, and mutual respect, transforming diversity into a powerful tool for inclusivity and meaningful dialogue. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Effective multicultural communication is vital for healthcare professionals working in increasingly diverse environments. Respect for diversity is a cornerstone principle, as patients and colleagues bring unique cultural backgrounds, beliefs, and values to the healthcare setting. Embracing this diversity not only fosters trust but also improves patient outcomes and team dynamics. Empathy and understanding are equally essential. Healthcare professionals must actively seek to understand patients' and colleagues' perspectives, particularly regarding cultural norms related to health, illness, and treatment. This requires cultural humility, a continuous willingness to learn about and adapt to cultural differences without judgment. Clear and transparent communication is crucial, ensuring that medical information is conveyed in a way that respects the patient's cultural context and avoids ambiguity. Active listening further supports these efforts, enabling professionals to address concerns effectively while building rapport. Conflict sensitivity, another key principle, empowers healthcare teams to manage differences constructively, focusing on shared goals such as patient well-being rather than cultural misunderstandings. In addition to these principles, healthcare professionals should embrace values that promote inclusivity and collaboration in their practice. Mutual respect is fundamental, as it acknowledges the inherent dignity of everyone, regardless of their cultural or linguistic background. Inclusivity ensures that patients and colleagues feel valued and empowered to express their perspectives, which is critical for shared decision-making. Integrity and honesty in communication build trust, especially when addressing sensitive topics related to health and care. Collaboration enhances team effectiveness by leveraging diverse perspectives to develop innovative solutions. Equally important is empowerment. Encouraging marginalized groups, such as non-native speakers or underserved communities, to actively participate in their care or professional environment. By adopting these principles and values, healthcare professionals create a more equitable and effective system of care that not only respects cultural differences, but uses them as a strength to enhance patient care and professional growth in a multicultural healthcare context. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge and skills in developing effective communication skills, including active listening and empathy. Through practical exercises and case studies, students will enhance their ability to listen actively and empathetically. These skills are essential for understanding patients' needs, building strong therapeutic relationships, and fostering a collaborative environment within healthcare teams. Defining key concepts related to multicultural communication, such as cultural competence, linguistic diversity, implicit biases, and stereotypes. Understanding these concepts will help students navigate cross-cultural interactions with confidence and respect. Recognizing and overcoming barriers to multicultural communication, including language differences, cultural misunderstandings, and unconscious biases. Students will explore strategies to ensure respectful and effective interactions with patients and colleagues from diverse backgrounds. Enhancing conflict resolution skills in multicultural contexts by learning techniques to manage and resolve conflicts arising from cultural differences. Through a focus on shared goals, such as patient well-being, students will develop strategies to turn conflicts into opportunities for growth and collaboration. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, students will be able to communicate effectively, including understanding the importance of active listening and empathy and clarity in their interactions with patients and colleagues. Understand the importance of culturally appropriate verbal and nonverbal communication techniques, which are essential for building trust and understanding in diverse settings. Recognize and overcome barriers to multicultural communication. Students will identify common challenges such as language differences, cultural misunderstandings, implicit biases, and stereotypes. They will learn strategies to address these barriers, ensuring respectful and effective interactions with patients and colleagues from diverse backgrounds. Encouraged to leverage the strengths of cultural diversity to foster innovation and problem-solving within healthcare teams. Resolve conflicts in multicultural contexts. Students will learn techniques to manage and resolve conflicts arising from cultural misunderstandings. By focusing on shared goals, such as patient well-being, they will develop strategies to turn conflicts into opportunities for growth and collaboration. Relevant definitions and terms. Understanding key definitions and terms provides a basic framework for medical and health science students to navigate the healthcare system, where diversity among patients and professionals is increasingly commonplace. Multicultural communication refers to exchanging information and ideas among individuals from diverse cultural backgrounds in ways that respect and bridge cultural differences. According to Gudekunst, it emphasizes understanding the nuances of verbal and nonverbal communication across cultures to achieve mutual understanding. In healthcare, multicultural communication is about language proficiency and recognizing cultural values, beliefs, and practices that influence patient behavior and treatment outcomes. Effective cultural communication refers to the ability of individuals or groups to effectively exchange information and understand meanings within the context of cultural diversity. This includes verbal, nonverbal, and symbolic communication. Effective communication can be achieved through strategies such as active listening, avoiding assumptions and stereotypes, and using inclusive language and behavior. Active listening involves paying close attention to speakers with the intent to understand and empathize, considering cultural contexts. Avoiding assumptions and stereotypes requires refraining from generalizations or prejudiced judgments based on cultural differences, focusing instead on individual experiences. Inclusive language and behavior ensure all individuals feel respected, regardless of their cultural backgrounds. Linguistic competence refers to the ability of healthcare systems and providers to communicate effectively with patients in their preferred language, including the provision of interpretation and translation services. This term emphasizes the elimination of language barriers in care delivery. Verbal communication in healthcare refers to the use of spoken or written language to convey information between healthcare professionals and patients. This includes providing clear, accurate, and culturally sensitive explanations about diagnoses, treatments, and procedures. Nonverbal communication encompasses facial expressions, body language, eye contact, touch, proxemics, tone of voice, silence, and other nonverbal cues that can significantly influence how messages are received and interpreted. In multicultural contexts, understanding cultural differences in nonverbal communication is crucial to avoid misunderstandings and build trust with patients from diverse backgrounds. Team communication in multicultural healthcare settings refers to the exchange of information, ideas, and feedback among professionals from diverse cultural backgrounds. Effective team communication relies on cultural awareness, active listening, and conflict resolution strategies. According to Reeves et al., high-performing multicultural teams demonstrate adaptability, mutual respect, and shared goals, which are critical for patient safety and care quality. Barriers to effective communication include language differences, cultural misunderstandings, and misinterpretation of nonverbal cues. Commitment to dialogue and collaboration involves the willingness of individuals and groups to engage in open, mutual dialogue and strive for joint solutions that are based on respect for cultural diversity and trust. It emphasizes the importance of fostering relationships through shared understanding and cooperation. Building trust in multicultural environments requires honesty, respect, and consistency in actions and communication. Dialogic approaches are essential for understanding diverse perspectives. Two-way communication, which involves active listening and an openness to other viewpoints, strengthens dialogue and fosters shared understanding. Collaborative practices further support commitment by engaging stakeholders in decision-making processes and co-creating solutions that integrate and respect diverse cultural insights. Engaging stakeholders ensures their active participation and consideration of their cultural values, while co-creating solutions emphasizes the integration of diverse viewpoints to address common challenges. Conflict resolution in multicultural settings is an essential component of collaboration. Effective strategies include mediation based on mutual respect and collaboration, with a focus on identifying shared values to resolve disputes constructively. Subchapter 2. Intercultural Communication in Healthcare. Subchapter 2.1. Theoretical Models of Intercultural Communication. Theoretical models in multicultural communication are increasingly applied to healthcare to address disparities in patient outcomes caused by cultural differences. These disparities often arise from misaligned expectations between patients and healthcare providers, language barriers, and differing cultural beliefs about health and illness. Research highlights that culturally competent communication can bridge these gaps, fostering better understanding and collaboration between providers and patients. This approach improves trust, which is foundational for effective therapeutic relationships, increases adherence to treatment plans by aligning care with the patient's cultural values, and enhances overall patient satisfaction by creating a more inclusive and respectful healthcare experience. Models such as the cultural competence continuum emphasize that cultural competence is not a static achievement, but a dynamic, ongoing process. The continuum includes several stages: cultural destructiveness, cultural incapacity, cultural blindness, cultural pre-competence, cultural competence, and cultural proficiency. Healthcare providers are encouraged to move beyond basic cultural awareness, which involves simply recognizing cultural differences, to cultural proficiency. At this level, providers actively incorporate cultural knowledge and understanding into their communication and practice, ensuring that care is tailored dynamically to each patient's unique cultural background. Researchers agree that culturally competent communication is not limited to interactions between providers and patients, but also extends to organizational practices within healthcare systems. Institutions are encouraged to create policies and frameworks that support cultural competence at all levels. This includes hiring staff from diverse cultural backgrounds, providing regular training on intercultural communication, and ensuring access to professional interpreters and culturally appropriate educational materials. This systemic approach complements the individual efforts of healthcare providers and fosters an environment where culturally appropriate care is the norm. In practice, culturally competent communication creates opportunities for shared decision-making in which patients feel empowered to express their preferences and concerns. This participatory approach not only improves patient outcomes but also reduces the likelihood of misunderstanding and conflict. For example, studies have shown that patients are more willing to adhere to prescribed treatments when healthcare providers take the time to understand and integrate cultural beliefs about traditional healing practices, incorporating their preferred cultural remedies. This holistic approach demonstrates respect for the patient's cultural identity and builds trust and cooperation in the treatment process. Subchapter 2.2. Challenges of Linguistic and Cultural Barriers. Language differences remain a critical barrier in healthcare communication. Patients with limited proficiency in the dominant language often experience lower quality of care due to miscommunication, misunderstanding, or inadequate explanations of their medical conditions and treatment options. This can lead to decreased patient satisfaction, reduced adherence to treatment plans, and worse health outcomes. For instance, studies have shown that language barriers can contribute to higher rates of hospital readmissions, medication errors, and delays in receiving care. Patients with limited English proficiency often face challenges in accessing healthcare services, receive lower quality care, and experience poorer health outcomes. LEP is an independent factor contributing to health disparities, and it could exacerbate the negative impact of other social determinants of health. Furthermore, the stress and anxiety caused by an inability to communicate effectively with healthcare providers often exacerbate patients' conditions, particularly in urgent or emergency settings. Professional medical interpreters improve communication by accurately conveying medical terminology and cultural nuances, reducing errors and fostering patient trust. However, access remains inconsistent due to financial, staffing, and logistical challenges, with facilities in smaller towns often relying on less personal remote interpreting methods. Cultural barriers significantly impact healthcare communication, influencing beliefs, decision-making, and perceptions of treatment. Collectivist cultures, such as those in East Asia or Latin America, emphasize family involvement in healthcare decisions, which may delay care if consensus is lacking. Conversely, individualist cultures like those in North America and Western Europe prioritize autonomy, often viewing family involvement as intrusive. Cultural beliefs about illness, such as spiritual or holistic interpretations, can shape patients' willingness to follow medical advice, with some prioritizing prayer or traditional remedies over conventional treatments. Misinterpreting these norms can lead to inappropriate treatment or inadequate pain management, undermining patient trust and care quality. Cultural variations in attitudes toward pain and emotional expression present significant challenges in healthcare. While some cultures value stoicism, others encourage vocalizing pain to ensure recognition. Misinterpreting these norms can lead to underestimation or overestimation of a patient's condition, resulting in suboptimal treatment. For instance, providers unaware of cultural tendencies to underreport pain may inadequately manage a patient's discomfort, leading to insufficient care. Subchapter 2.3. Patient-centered communication in multicultural settings. Studies show that addressing linguistic and cultural barriers through cultural competence significantly improves healthcare outcomes. This includes employing professional interpreters, using culturally adapted materials, and engaging in continuous training to respect diverse norms. Research also highlights the effectiveness of patient-centered communication models, such as the LEARN framework, which guides healthcare professionals to listen to patients' concerns, explain their perspective, acknowledge cultural differences, recommend appropriate treatment, and negotiate a mutually acceptable care plan. This structured approach fosters meaningful dialogue, validates patient perspectives, and aligns care plans with cultural values, ultimately creating a more inclusive and supportive healthcare environment. Nonverbal communication in cross-cultural healthcare. Nonverbal communication plays a critical role in healthcare interactions, particularly when language barriers exist. Eye contact, gestures, touch, and physical space preferences vary widely across cultures and can impact patient perceptions of care. Studies show that training providers to recognize and adapt to cultural variations in nonverbal communication improves the patient experience and builds trust. The role of technology in cross-cultural healthcare communication. Digital tools, including telemedicine and mobile health apps, offer promising solutions for addressing cultural and linguistic barriers in healthcare, particularly for underserved populations. Their effectiveness, however, relies on culturally sensitive design, with user interfaces and content tailored to literacy levels, technological familiarity, and cultural norms. Studies show that challenges include the digital divide, as low-income and areas of digital exclusion populations often lack access to necessary infrastructure, and privacy concerns, which may vary by culture and affect trust in these technologies. Addressing these issues requires investments in equitable infrastructure and culturally attuned healthcare policies. Subchapter 3. Strategies for effective cultural communication. Effective communication is fundamental to delivering high-quality healthcare, especially in culturally diverse environments. It ensures that healthcare providers can establish trust, understand patient needs, and deliver appropriate care. Healthcare professionals can use strategies to improve communication with patients and colleagues. 1. Active listening. Active listening is the cornerstone of effective communication. It involves fully concentrating on what the speaker is saying, understanding their message, and responding thoughtfully. 2. Using clear and simple language. Medical jargon can be confusing or intimidating to patients, especially those with limited health literacy. Simplifying language and avoiding technical terms ensures that patients understand their diagnosis, treatment options, and care instructions. 3. Being culturally sensitive. Cultural sensitivity involves recognizing and respecting the cultural beliefs, values, and practices of patients. In diverse healthcare settings, cultural sensitivity helps providers to avoid misunderstandings and provide care that aligns with the patient's cultural context. 4. Nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication, such as facial expressions, gestures, and body language, plays a significant role in healthcare interactions. Providers must be mindful of their nonverbal cues and learn to interpret those of patients from different cultural backgrounds. 5. Building trust and rapport. Trust is essential in the patient-provider relationship. When patients trust their healthcare providers, they are more likely to share important information, adhere to treatment plans, and feel satisfied with their care. 6. Using technology to support communication. Digital tools, such as electronic health records, telemedicine platforms, and patient portals, can enhance communication between healthcare providers and patients. These technologies facilitate the exchange of information, improve access to care, and allow for better patient engagement. 7. Encouraging shared decision-making. Shared decision-making involves patients and providers working together to make healthcare decisions that align with the patient's preferences and values. This collaborative approach leads to improved patient satisfaction and better health outcomes. 8. Addressing language barriers. Language barriers can impede effective communication, leading to misdiagnoses, medication errors, and reduced patient satisfaction. Overcoming these barriers is critical for ensuring equitable healthcare delivery. 9. Providing empathy and emotional support. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. In healthcare, showing empathy fosters a strong patient-provider relationship and helps patients feel supported during stressful times. Subchapter 3.1. Active listening in a multicultural context for healthcare professionals. Active listening is a fundamental communication skill for healthcare professionals, especially in multicultural contexts. In diverse healthcare environments, effective listening goes beyond merely hearing words. It requires understanding cultural nuances, acknowledging emotions, and demonstrating respect for the patient's perspective. Active listening in multicultural contexts involves several key components. 1. Attentiveness. Maintain eye contact and focus on the patient without distractions. Use body language, such as nodding or leaning slightly forward, to show engagement. Avoid interrupting or finishing the patient's sentences. 2. Clarification. Ask open-ended questions to encourage patients to elaborate on their concerns. Request clarification when necessary to ensure understanding. 3. Reflection. Paraphrase the patient's statements to confirm understanding. Reflect on the patient's emotions to show empathy. 4. Empathy. Demonstrate understanding of the patient's feelings and cultural perspective. Validate the patient's emotions. 5. Summarization. Summarize the key points of the conversation to ensure that both parties are on the same page. Confirm next steps and any follow-up actions. Cultural differences can influence how patients communicate their needs and respond to healthcare providers. Being aware of these differences is essential for effective active listening in multicultural contexts. Examples of cultural influences on communication. High context versus low context cultures. In high context cultures, communication often relies on implicit messages and nonverbal cues. In low context cultures, communication tends to be more direct and explicit. Attitudes toward authority. In some cultures, patients may be hesitant to question or disagree with healthcare providers, viewing them as authority figures. Active listening can help create a safe space for these patients to voice their concerns. Expression of pain and emotions. Cultural norms can affect how patients describe their symptoms or express their emotions. For example, some cultures may discourage overt expressions of pain, while others may encourage vivid descriptions. Strategies for culturally sensitive active listening. Be mindful of nonverbal cues, such as facial expressions, gestures, and tone of voice, which may vary across cultures. Adapt your communication style to match the patient's preferences, e.g., being more formal or informal depending on the cultural context. Avoid making assumptions based on stereotypes. Treat each patient as an individual. Healthcare professionals may encounter challenges when practicing active listening in multicultural contexts. Time constraints. Limited time during consultations can make it difficult to listen actively. Implicit bias. Unconscious biases may affect how providers perceive and respond to patients. Language barriers. Even with interpreters, subtle nuances in language may be lost. Emotional stress. Providers may feel overwhelmed by the emotional demands of listening to patients' concerns. Overcoming these challenges. Prioritize active listening for complex or sensitive cases, even if time is limited. Reflect on personal biases and seek cultural competence training to minimize their impact. Use checklists or communication frameworks, such as the LEARN model, to guide interactions. Practice self-care to manage stress and maintain emotional resilience. Subchapter 3.2. Using clear and simple language in a multicultural healthcare context. To communicate effectively, healthcare professionals should adopt the following principles. 1. Avoid medical jargon. Use everyday terms instead of technical language. For example, say high blood pressure instead of hypertension. 2. Be direct and specific. Avoid vague statements. Instead of saying, you might need to take this, say, take this medication once a day after meals. 3. Use short sentences. Break complex ideas into smaller, more digestible parts. For instance, instead of, the medication is for reducing inflammation, which helps alleviate pain and swelling, say, this medicine reduces swelling and pain. 4. Incorporate visual aids. Use diagrams, charts, or pictures to explain procedures or conditions when possible. 5. Ask for feedback. Confirm understanding by asking the patient to repeat the information in their own words. 6. Speak at a comfortable pace. Speak slowly and clearly, especially if the patient's first language differs from yours. Strategies for multicultural communication. Learn key phrases. Knowing basic words in the patient's language, like pain, medication, or help, can make a big difference. Be aware of cultural norms. Understand that cultural backgrounds influence how patients view healthcare, express symptoms, and interact with professionals. For example, in some cultures, patients may be reluctant to ask questions or voice concerns. Use professional interpreters. When language barriers are significant, use trained interpreters rather than relying on family members who might lack medical knowledge or add personal biases. Be patient and open-minded. Give patients time to process information and ask questions. Avoid making assumptions about their understanding or preferences. Acknowledge nonverbal cues. Body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice can provide valuable insight into whether a patient understands or feels comfortable. Practical example. Scenario. A patient from a different cultural background arrives with symptoms of diabetes but struggles to understand medical terms. Use clear language. Instead of saying, your glucose levels indicate hyperglycemia, say, your blood sugar is too high. Visual aid. Show a chart with normal and high blood sugar levels. Feedback. Ask, can you tell me what you understand about your blood sugar levels? Cultural sensitivity. If the patient's diet is culturally specific, discuss foods that align with their traditions but also support their health. Subchapter 3.3. Being culturally sensitive in a multicultural healthcare setting. Cultural sensitivity involves recognizing, respecting, and valuing cultural differences. It goes beyond mere awareness to actively adapt communication, behaviors, and care plans to meet patients' cultural needs. Healthcare professionals must understand that culture affects how individuals interpret symptoms, seek care, adhere to treatments, and perceive healthcare systems. Principles of cultural sensitivity. Self-awareness. Reflect on your cultural biases, values, and assumptions. Recognizing personal preconceptions helps you avoid imposing them on patients. Cultural knowledge. Learn about common cultural beliefs and practices relevant to your patient population. While generalizations can provide context, remember that each patient is unique. Empathy and respect. Approach every patient's interaction with empathy, seeking to understand their perspectives and showing respect for their values and preferences. Effective communication. Use clear, jargon-free language. When necessary, work with interpreters to ensure accurate understanding. Adaptability. Be flexible and willing to modify your approach to align with a patient's cultural context. Practical strategies for culturally sensitive care. 1. Building trust. Begin by introducing yourself and explaining your role. Show genuine interest in the patient's background and preferences. Use active listening techniques, such as maintaining eye contact and nodding. 2. Understanding cultural beliefs about health. Ask open-ended questions to uncover cultural beliefs about illness and treatment. For example, how do you view your illness? Or, are there any traditional practices you follow? Respect traditional healing practices and, where possible, integrate them with biomedical treatments. 3. Addressing language barriers. Use professional interpreters rather than relying on family members, as this ensures accuracy and maintains patient confidentiality. Provide written materials in the patient's preferred language. Learn key phrases in the languages commonly spoken by your patients. 4. Navigating cultural differences. Be aware of cultural norms related to gender roles, modesty, and physical touch. For instance, some patients may prefer a healthcare provider of the same gender. Understand cultural variations in expressions of pain, grief, or emotions. Avoid making assumptions based on stereotypes. Ask patients about their preferences. 5. Encouraging patient participation. Involve patients and their families in decision-making processes, as family dynamics play a significant role in many cultures. Explain treatment options clearly, ensuring patients understand and feel empowered to make choices. Challenges and how to overcome them. Time constraints. Allocating extra time for culturally sensitive care may be challenging. Prioritize building rapport early to streamline future interactions. Lack of cultural knowledge. Stay informed through training, workshops, and resources on cultural competence. Implicit bias. Use tools like implicit association tests to identify and mitigate unconscious biases. Being culturally sensitive is fundamental to delivering high-quality care in a multicultural healthcare setting. It requires ongoing self-reflection, learning, and adaptability. By understanding and respecting patients' cultural backgrounds, healthcare professionals can build trust, improve health outcomes, and ensure that every patient feels valued and cared for. Cultural sensitivity is not just about providing treatment. It's about fostering a healing relationship grounded in mutual respect and understanding. Subchapter 3.4, Nonverbal Communication. Nonverbal communication constitutes a significant portion of human interaction, often supplementing or even replacing verbal communication. In healthcare, it becomes particularly important when language barriers exist. For example, a smile or a nod can reassure a patient, even if they do not understand the spoken language. Similarly, observing a patient's body language, such as signs of discomfort or anxiety, can alert healthcare professionals to unspoken concerns. Nonverbal communication can be divided and applied in healthcare. Facial expressions. Importance. Facial expressions convey emotions such as empathy, concern, and understanding. In practice, a warm smile can put patients at ease. Avoiding expressions of frustration or disapproval can help maintain trust. Use gentle and encouraging expressions when delivering sensitive information. Eye contact. Importance. Eye contact demonstrates attentiveness and respect, making patients feel heard and valued. In practice, maintain appropriate eye contact without staring, as this can feel intimidating. Be mindful that in some cultures, prolonged eye contact is considered disrespectful. Body language. Importance. Body posture, gestures, and movement reflect engagement and openness. In practice, lean slightly forward to show attentiveness. Avoid crossing arms, which may be perceived as defensive or closed off. Use open hand gestures to reinforce spoken messages. Proxemics. Importance. Respecting personal space is essential to making patients feel comfortable. In practice, maintain an appropriate distance based on the patient's comfort level and cultural norms. Recognize that some patients may prefer more space, while others may feel reassured by closeness. Touch. Importance. Touch can convey empathy, support, and reassurance, especially in emotional or critical situations. In practice, use a gentle touch on the shoulder or hand to comfort patients, but always be mindful of cultural boundaries or personal preferences. Avoid unnecessary or excessive physical contact, which might make patients uncomfortable. Tone of voice. Importance. The tone, pitch, and pace of speech can influence how messages are received. In practice, use a calm and steady tone to create a sense of safety and trust. Avoid sounding rushed or dismissive, as this may make patients feel unimportant. Slow down when explaining complex medical information. Gestures. Importance. Hand movements and gestures can clarify or emphasize verbal communication. In practice, use simple, clear gestures to explain procedures or concepts. Be cautious about using gestures that may have different meanings in other cultures. Silence. Importance. Silence can provide space for patients to process information and feel comfortable sharing their thoughts. In practice, allow moments of silence during difficult conversations. Use silence strategically to encourage patients to speak without feeling rushed. Appearance and professionalism. Importance. A healthcare provider's appearance conveys competence and credibility. In practice, maintain a clean professional look that aligns with workplace standards. Wear identification badges prominently to help patients feel secure. Cultural sensitivity in nonverbal communication. Importance. Cultural differences can significantly influence the interpretation of nonverbal cues. In practice, be aware of cultural norms regarding eye contact, touch, and personal space. When unsure, observe the patient's cues and adjust accordingly. Integrating nonverbal communication into practice. Self-awareness. Regularly assess your nonverbal behaviors to ensure they align with your intended message. Patient observation. Pay attention to patients' nonverbal cues, such as body language or facial expressions, to better understand their feelings and concerns. Consistency. Ensure that your nonverbal communication complements your verbal messages for clarity and trust. Cultural variations in nonverbal communication. Nonverbal cues are not universal. They vary widely across cultures. A gesture or facial expression that conveys one meaning in one culture may have a completely different or even opposite meaning in another. For instance, eye contact. In Western cultures, maintaining eye contact often signifies attentiveness and honesty. However, in some Asian or Middle Eastern cultures, prolonged eye contact may be considered disrespectful or confrontational. Touch. In many Western countries, a gentle touch on the arm can convey empathy. However, in other cultures, physical touch may be inappropriate, especially between genders. Gestures. Hand gestures, such as a thumbs up or an okay sign, are positive in some cultures but offensive in others. Personal space. Cultures vary in their norms regarding personal space. While North Americans may prefer a larger personal distance, people from Latin American or Mediterranean cultures may feel more comfortable standing closer. Understanding these differences is essential for healthcare professionals to avoid miscommunication and unintentional offense. Observing and interpreting nonverbal cues. Healthcare providers must develop strong observational skills to interpret nonverbal cues accurately. For example, facial expressions. A patient's expression can reveal pain, confusion, or fear, even if they do not verbalize it. Posture and movement. A slouched posture may indicate fatigue or depression, while fidgeting could signify anxiety. Paralanguage. Tone, pitch, and pace of speech, even in a language the provider does not understand, can provide insight into a patient's emotional state. Adapting nonverbal communication to multicultural contexts. To ensure effective communication, healthcare professionals should adapt their nonverbal behavior according to the patient's cultural background. Cultural sensitivity. Training. Regular training sessions can help staff understand cultural norms and avoid common pitfalls. Patient-centered approach. Observing the patient's comfort levels and mirroring their nonverbal cues can help establish rapport. Using visual aids. Diagrams, pictures, or videos can overcome language barriers and ensure patients understand instructions or procedures. Subchapter 3.5. Building trust and rapport in multicultural healthcare communication. Trust is the foundation of any patient-provider relationship. It is cultivated when patients feel that their healthcare providers are competent, empathetic, and respectful of their needs. Rapport, on the other hand, involves creating a positive connection through mutual understanding and effective communication. Together, trust and rapport help reduce anxiety, improve patient satisfaction, and encourage active participation in healthcare decisions. Challenges in multicultural settings. Building trust in multicultural contexts presents unique challenges. These may include language barriers. Limited proficiency in the dominant language can hinder clear communication, leading to misunderstandings. Cultural differences. Variations in values, beliefs, and practices can affect perceptions of illness, treatment, and healthcare professionals. Past experiences. Patients from marginalized or minority communities may bring a history of distrust toward medical systems due to discrimination or unequal treatment. Overcoming these challenges requires healthcare providers to adopt culturally sensitive communication strategies. Strategies for building trust and rapport. Building trust and rapport in multicultural healthcare settings requires cultural competence, empathy, active listening, and clear communication. Overcoming challenges such as language barriers and cultural differences is crucial for creating a positive patient experience. By developing these skills and practicing effective communication strategies, healthcare professionals can ensure equitable and compassionate care for all patients, regardless of their background. Subchapter 3.6. Using technology to support communication in multicultural healthcare. Technology has revolutionized healthcare communication, making it possible to connect with patients from various linguistic and cultural backgrounds. Tools such as mobile apps, video conferencing, and electronic health records not only improve communication, but also help healthcare professionals provide culturally appropriate care. In multicultural settings, technology can facilitate real-time language translation, provide visual aids to explain medical concepts, enhance patient education with accessible and culturally relevant materials. Key technologies. Supporting multicultural communication. There are several technologies that healthcare professionals can use to overcome communication barriers in multicultural settings. Translation and interpretation apps. Applications like Google Translate, Medibabble, and Care2Translate are designed for medical use and support healthcare providers in translating medical terms and phrases. While these tools are helpful, it's important to validate translations, especially for complex or sensitive medical information. Telehealth platforms. Telehealth services often include integrated interpretation features, allowing patients and providers to communicate through live interpreters or video captions. Video consultations with culturally matched interpreters can improve patient comfort and trust. Electronic health records. EHR systems can store patient preferences, including language, cultural considerations, and religious beliefs, enabling providers to tailor their care approach. These systems can also integrate decision support tools that recommend culturally sensitive care practices. Patient education tools. Multimedia platforms such as videos, infographics, and interactive software help explain medical procedures, diagnoses, and treatments in a patient's preferred language and culturally appropriate context. Wearable devices and health apps. Devices that track health metrics combined with multilingual apps can help patients from diverse backgrounds manage chronic conditions while receiving prompts and education in their own language. Benefits of technology in multicultural communication. Using technology to support communication offers several benefits in multicultural healthcare. Improved patient understanding. Patients are more likely to understand their diagnosis and treatment plans when information is provided in their native language. Enhanced efficiency. Technology reduces the time spent on resolving misunderstandings and improves workflow efficiency. Better patient engagement. Culturally relevant and language-specific tools encourage patients to actively participate in their care. Equitable access. Technology enables underserved communities to access healthcare services, including those in remote or rural areas. Challenges and limitations. While technology offers significant advantages, it is not without challenges. Accuracy of translation. Tools. Automated translation apps may not always provide accurate translations, particularly for complex medical terminology. Digital divide. Not all patients have access to the internet or are comfortable using digital devices, creating disparities in healthcare access. Privacy concerns. The use of technology in healthcare must comply with strict privacy and data security regulations to protect patient information. Cultural sensitivity. Even with translation tools, culturally nuanced communication requires human interpretation and understanding. Best practices for using technology in multicultural communication. To maximize the benefits of technology, healthcare professionals should follow these best practices. Combine technology with human interaction. Use translation apps and telehealth services as supplements to professional interpreters and culturally trained staff. Test and validate tools. Regularly evaluate the accuracy and reliability of technology to ensure it meets medical communication standards. Provide training. Train healthcare providers and patients in using communication technologies effectively. Focus on accessibility. Choose tools that are user-friendly, compatible with multiple languages, and accessible to patients with varying levels of digital literacy. Maintain cultural competence. Ensure that technology supports, rather than replaces, the need for culturally aware and empathetic communication. Subchapter 3.7. Encouraging shared decision-making in multicultural healthcare communication. Shared decision-making involves three essential components: providing the patient with information about their condition and treatment options, discussing the potential risks and benefits of each option, and incorporating the patient's preferences into the final decision. Figure 12 presents the components of shared decision-making. It highlights three key elements: providing the patient with information about their condition and medical interventions, discussing the potential risks and benefits of each option, and incorporating the patient's preferences into the final decision. This collaborative approach respects patient autonomy while ensuring they are supported in making choices that align with their values and cultural beliefs. Barriers to shared decision-making in multicultural contexts. Several challenges may arise when promoting SDM in a multicultural environment. Language barriers. Limited proficiency in the local language can hinder effective communication. Patients may struggle to understand medical terms or express their concerns, leading to potential misunderstandings. Health literacy. Variations in health literacy levels across cultural groups can impact patients' ability to comprehend complex medical information, making SDM more challenging. Cultural misunderstandings. Cultural differences in communication styles, nonverbal cues, and attitudes toward authority can create misunderstandings or discomfort during interactions. Implicit bias. Healthcare providers' unconscious biases may affect how they present information or engage with patients from different cultural backgrounds. Strategies to encourage shared decision-making. To address these challenges and promote SDM, healthcare professionals can adopt the following strategies. 1. Build cultural competence. Developing cultural awareness and understanding helps providers recognize and respect patients' values and beliefs. This can be achieved through cultural competency training and continuous learning. 2. Use interpreters and visual aids. Professional interpreters and culturally appropriate visual aids can bridge language gaps and ensure patients fully understand their options. 3. Simplify medical information. Presenting information in plain language, avoiding medical jargon, and using metaphors or analogies that resonate with the patient's cultural background can enhance comprehension. 4. Adopt active listening. Demonstrating empathy, asking open-ended questions, and allowing patients to share their thoughts without interruption fosters trust and encourages participation. 5. Involve family members. In cultures where family plays a central role in decision-making, involving key family members can facilitate discussions and respect cultural norms. 6. Encourage questions and feedback. Actively inviting patients to ask questions or express concerns creates a safe space for dialogue and helps clarify uncertainties. 7. Tailor. Decision-making approaches. Flexibility in adapting decision-making processes to align with the patient's cultural expectations can lead to better outcomes. Subchapter 3.8. Addressing language barriers in multicultural healthcare communication. Language barriers can lead to misunderstandings between patients and healthcare providers, potentially resulting in incorrect diagnoses, inappropriate treatments, or reduced adherence to medical advice. For example, a patient who cannot fully understand a doctor's instructions might unintentionally mismanage their medication. Furthermore, the inability to communicate effectively can cause patients to feel alienated or neglected, undermining trust in the healthcare system. This highlights the need for strategies to bridge communication gaps. Strategies for overcoming language barriers. 1. Use of professional medical interpreters. Professional interpreters play a vital role in facilitating accurate communication between healthcare providers and patients who speak different languages. Unlike family members or friends, interpreters are trained to maintain confidentiality, avoid personal biases, and understand medical terminology. Employing interpreters ensures that patients receive precise information about their condition and treatment. However, it is important to ensure the availability of interpreters across various languages and in real time, as delays can affect critical decision-making. 2. Translation of written materials. Providing translated versions of consent forms, patient education materials, and medication instructions can help patients better understand their treatment plans. These materials should be written in plain language and culturally adapted to ensure clarity and relevance. Utilizing visual aids such as diagrams and illustrations can further enhance understanding for patients with limited literacy in their native language. 3. Training. Healthcare professionals. Healthcare workers should be trained in cross-cultural communication and basic language skills relevant to the patient population they serve. While fluency in multiple languages may not be feasible, learning key phrases or medical terms in common languages can foster better rapport with patients. Moreover, training programs should emphasize active listening skills and nonverbal communication techniques, such as maintaining eye contact and using gestures to clarify information. 4. Leveraging technology. Advancements in technology offer innovative solutions to address language barriers. Language translation apps and devices can provide real-time translations, assisting healthcare providers in communicating with patients. However, these tools should be used with caution, as automated translations may lack contextual accuracy. Virtual interpreter services, accessible through video calls, are another effective option for overcoming language challenges in healthcare settings. 5. Encouraging community engagement. Building partnerships with local communities can help healthcare institutions better understand the linguistic and cultural needs of their patients. Engaging community leaders and organizations can facilitate the development of culturally tailored health promotion programs and provide insights into overcoming specific language-related challenges. Subchapter 3.9. Providing empathy and emotional support in multicultural healthcare communication. Empathy involves recognizing, understanding, and sharing the feelings of another person. In a multicultural context, it requires healthcare providers to go beyond their own cultural frameworks and appreciate the perspectives and experiences of patients from diverse backgrounds. This process includes acknowledging the cultural factors that influence a patient's emotions, such as their beliefs about health, family dynamics, and expressions of distress. For example, some cultures may view illness as a communal issue rather than an individual problem, requiring healthcare professionals to engage with family members as part of the care process. Similarly, certain cultures may express emotional distress non-verbally or minimize their symptoms to avoid appearing burdensome. Recognizing these cultural nuances is vital to providing empathetic and effective care. Strategies for demonstrating empathy and emotional support. 1. Active listening. 2. Non-verbal communication. 3. Cultural sensitivity in emotional responses. Cultural norms influence how individuals express and interpret emotions, which can impact patient-provider interactions. Being culturally sensitive to these differences helps ensure patients feel understood and respected. In some cultures, openly expressing emotions is encouraged, while in others, it is considered inappropriate or a sign of weakness. Recognizing these variations allows healthcare providers to adapt their responses accordingly. For example, instead of assuming silence indicates indifference, phrases like, I want to make sure I understand how you're feeling, or it's okay to share as much or as little as you're comfortable with, demonstrate empathy while respecting cultural norms. 4. Validating emotions. Patients may feel vulnerable or anxious, especially when dealing with unfamiliar healthcare systems or serious health conditions. Validating their emotions, acknowledging their fears, frustrations, or sadness without judgment can help reduce their stress. Phrases like, it's understandable to feel this way, or I can see how this is upsetting for you, show empathy and reassure the patient that their emotions are normal and accepted. 5. Providing culturally appropriate emotional support. Emotional support should align with the patient's cultural values and beliefs. For example, in collectivist cultures, involving family members in discussions about care may provide significant emotional comfort. Alternatively, in cultures where privacy is highly valued, offering one-on-one discussions in a private setting may be more appropriate. Subchapter 4. Commitment to dialogue and collaboration in multicultural healthcare communication. Dialogic communication emphasizes open, two-way interactions where all parties actively listen, share perspectives, and seek mutual understanding. In healthcare, this approach goes beyond traditional one-sided messages, ensuring that patients feel heard and respected. Principles of dialogic communication: active listening, cultural awareness, clarification, and reflection. Collaboration in healthcare requires the active involvement of all stakeholders, patients, families, caregivers, and healthcare providers, in the decision-making process. When dealing with diverse populations, collaboration must integrate cultural values and respect individual preferences. Commitment to dialogue and collaboration. Dialogic approaches. The role of open two-way communication in understanding diverse perspectives. Collaborative practices. Engaging stakeholders in decision-making processes. Co-creating solutions that respect and integrate cultural values. Conflict resolution. Strategies for managing cultural conflicts through mediation and mutual respect. Engaging stakeholders in decision-making is conditioned by inclusive participation, transparency, and flexibility. Collaborative healthcare requires co-creating solutions that balance clinical best practices with cultural values. This approach fosters shared responsibility and ensures that care plans are practical and culturally acceptable. Cultural conflicts in healthcare arise when differing values, beliefs, or practices lead to misunderstandings or disagreements. Effective conflict resolution strategies involve mediation, empathy, and mutual respect. Strategies for conflict resolution: understanding the root cause, mediation, focusing on shared goals, demonstrating empathy and respect. Subchapter 4.1. Dialogic approaches. The role of open, two-way communication in multicultural healthcare. Dialogic communication is an essential skill in multicultural healthcare, promoting open, two-way interactions that prioritize understanding, empathy, and collaboration. Unlike traditional one-sided exchanges where the healthcare provider dominates the conversation, dialogic approaches encourage active participation from both the patient and provider. These foster trust and ensure that the patient's values, beliefs, and needs are understood and respected. In multicultural healthcare settings, where cultural, linguistic, and social differences can create barriers, dialogic communication is particularly valuable. It helps bridge gaps, mitigate misunderstandings, and support patient-centered care by enabling meaningful dialogue. Principles of dialogic communication. 1. Active listening. Active listening is a cornerstone of dialogic communication, requiring the healthcare provider to focus fully on the patient's words, emotions, and nonverbal cues. What it entails: listening without interruption, maintaining eye contact, and acknowledging the patient's perspective. Benefits: this approach helps patients feel validated and understood, encouraging them to share more openly about their concerns and experiences. Example: a patient might describe a symptom using culturally specific terms or metaphors. Active listening allows the provider to recognize the underlying meaning and ask follow-up questions to clarify. 2. Cultural awareness. Cultural awareness ensures that dialogic communication is sensitive to the patient's cultural values, beliefs, and communication norms. What it entails. Understanding that different cultures have diverse ways of expressing emotions, asking questions, or discussing health-related topics. Providers must adapt their communication style to align with the patient's cultural context. Benefits. Cultural awareness minimizes misunderstandings and helps build rapport, especially in situations where cultural norms might influence a patient's decision-making or openness. Example. In some cultures, patients may avoid direct disagreement with authority figures like doctors. Recognizing this, a provider can ask open-ended questions like, "What are your thoughts about this treatment plan?" instead of seeking direct agreement. 3. Clarification and reflection. Clarification and reflection involve summarizing and paraphrasing the patient's words to ensure mutual understanding. What it entails. Asking clarifying questions and reflecting back what the patient has said to confirm accuracy. For example, if I understand correctly, you're saying that the pain gets worse after meals. Is that right? Benefits. This process prevents misinterpretation, particularly when language barriers or cultural differences might obscure the meaning. It also demonstrates to the patient that their concerns are being taken seriously. Example. Patients from a different linguistic background may use phrases or idioms unfamiliar to the provider. Reflecting on their statements helps both parties align their understanding. Strategies for implementing dialogic communication. 1. Encourage patient participation. Ask open-ended questions to invite the patient to share their experiences and concerns. Example. Can you tell me more about how this condition is affecting your daily life? 2. Adapt communication styles. Modify your tone, pace, and vocabulary to suit the patient's language proficiency and cultural norms. Avoid medical jargon and use visual aids or translators when needed. 3. Build trust and rapport. Show genuine interest in the patient's perspective. Acknowledge their emotions and emphasize collaboration in the decision-making process. 4. Involve family members when appropriate. In many cultures, healthcare decisions involve family members. Engaging them in the dialogue can enhance understanding and support the patient's comfort and decision-making. 5. Provide continuous feedback. Let the patient know that their input is valued. Use affirming language and gestures to show appreciation for their openness. Challenges and solutions in multicultural settings. Language barriers. Use professional interpreters or translation tools to ensure clear communication. Benefits. Cultural awareness minimizes misunderstandings and helps build rapport, especially in situations where cultural norms might influence a patient's decision-making or openness. Example. In some cultures, patients may avoid direct disagreement with authority figures like doctors. Recognizing this, a provider can ask open-ended questions like, "What are your thoughts about this treatment plan?" instead of seeking direct agreement. Subchapter 4.2. Collaborative practices in multicultural healthcare. Collaboration in healthcare is essential for delivering patient-centered care, particularly in multicultural contexts. It involves the active participation of all stakeholders, patients, families, caregivers, and healthcare providers, in making decisions about treatment and care. For this collaboration to succeed in diverse populations, healthcare providers must integrate cultural values, respect individual preferences, and remain sensitive to unique needs. By fostering a partnership-based approach, healthcare professionals can ensure improved outcomes, enhanced trust, and greater patient satisfaction, engaging stakeholders in decision-making. Effective collaboration in multicultural healthcare begins with actively engaging all stakeholders in the decision-making process. This ensures that care plans are both clinically effective and culturally appropriate. 1. Inclusive participation. Inclusive participation means involving all relevant parties in healthcare discussions. Patients and their families should feel empowered to express their preferences, cultural beliefs, and concerns. For example, in some cultures, Family members play a significant role in decision-making, and excluding them can lead to mistrust or non-compliance with treatment plans. Encouraging open dialogue and actively listening to the perspectives of all stakeholders can bridge cultural gaps and foster a sense of shared ownership and care. 2. Transparency. Transparency is a cornerstone of effective collaboration. Healthcare providers must communicate openly and clearly, ensuring that patients understand their diagnoses, treatment options, and the risks and benefits involved. In multicultural settings, it is crucial to consider language differences and literacy levels. Using interpreters, visual aids, and simple language can improve understanding and help patients feel more confident in their decisions. 3. Flexibility. Flexibility is essential when working with diverse populations. Cultural norms and values can significantly influence healthcare decisions. For instance, some patients may prefer alternative medicine or holistic approaches over conventional treatments. Rather than dismissing these preferences, healthcare providers should adopt a flexible approach that incorporates these methods where safe and feasible. This adaptability not only respects the patient's cultural background, but also strengthens the therapeutic relationship. Co-creating solutions. Collaborative healthcare involves co-creating solutions that balance clinical best practices with cultural values. This approach fosters shared responsibility and ensures that care plans are practical, acceptable, and culturally sensitive. 1. Blending clinical practices with cultural values. Co-creating solutions means finding a middle ground between evidence-based medical practices and the patient's cultural beliefs. For example, a patient from a culture that values herbal remedies may feel more comfortable incorporating these remedies into their care plan alongside prescribed medications. In such cases, healthcare providers can educate the patient about potential interactions or risks while respecting their preferences. 2. Leveraging multidisciplinary teams. In multicultural healthcare, a multidisciplinary approach can improve collaboration and outcomes. Teams that include physicians, nurses, social workers, cultural mediators, and interpreters can address the diverse needs of patients more effectively. For example, a cultural mediator can provide insights into a patient's cultural background, helping the team develop a care plan that aligns with their values. 3. Building trust and mutual respect. Trust is the foundation of any collaborative relationship. Healthcare providers can build trust by showing empathy, being non-judgmental, and validating the patient's concerns. Mutual respect ensures that patients feel valued and understood, leading to better adherence to treatment plans and a stronger therapeutic alliance. Subchapter 4.3. Conflict resolution. Managing cultural conflicts in healthcare. Cultural diversity in healthcare is both a strength and a challenge. While it enriches the healthcare environment by bringing different perspectives and practices, it can also lead to misunderstandings, tensions, or outright conflicts. Cultural conflicts often arise when patients, families, or healthcare providers hold differing values, beliefs, or practices. For healthcare professionals, effectively managing such conflicts is critical to ensuring quality care, maintaining trust, and promoting an inclusive environment. This subsection outlines strategies for conflict resolution in multicultural healthcare communication, emphasizing understanding, mediation, shared goals, empathy, and respect. Understanding the root cause of cultural conflicts. The first step in resolving any conflict is identifying its root cause. Cultural conflicts in healthcare often stem from differences in communication styles, healthcare expectations, religious beliefs, or traditional practices. For example, a patient from a culture that values holistic medicine might be reluctant to accept a purely biomedical approach. Similarly, a healthcare provider might misinterpret a patient's silence or nonverbal cues as disinterest, while it could simply reflect cultural norms of deference. Steps to understand the root cause. Active listening. Allow all parties involved to express their perspectives without interruption. Active listening helps uncover underlying issues and demonstrates respect for differing viewpoints. Cultural awareness. Educate yourself about the cultural backgrounds of the communities you serve. Understanding common beliefs or practices can help you anticipate and address potential conflicts. Open-ended questions. Ask questions that encourage patients or colleagues to share their thoughts and feelings. For example, instead of saying, "Why won't you take this medication?" ask, "Can you tell me about your concerns with this treatment?" By understanding the root cause, healthcare providers can avoid making assumptions and approach the conflict with greater clarity and cultural sensitivity. Mediation, bridging differences through neutral facilitation. Mediation is a collaborative approach to conflict resolution that involves a neutral third party facilitating dialogue between conflicting parties. In healthcare, this could be a cultural mediator, interpreter, or even a trusted staff member with training in conflict resolution. Steps for effective mediation. Create a safe environment. Ensure all parties feel heard and respected. Choose a neutral, private space where participants can express their concerns without fear of judgment. Clarify misunderstandings. Encourage each side to explain their perspective while identifying any miscommunications or false assumptions. For instance, if a family insists on certain rituals during a patient's care, the mediator can help the healthcare team understand the cultural or spiritual significance of these practices. Seek compromise. The mediator facilitates discussions to find mutually acceptable solutions. This may involve adjusting treatment plans to accommodate cultural practices or educating patients and families about medical protocols. Mediation helps to bridge cultural gaps by fostering mutual understanding and collaboration. It reduces hostility and creates a sense of shared responsibility for resolving the conflict. Focusing on shared goals. In healthcare, the goal is the well-being of the patient. Conflicts often escalate because the parties involved focus on their differences rather than their shared objectives. Refocusing the conversation on shared goals can help de-escalate tensions and foster collaboration. Steps to focus on shared goals. Define common objectives. Remind everyone involved that the primary goal is to ensure the patient's health and safety. Highlight how working together can lead to better outcomes. Emphasize teamwork. Frame the situation as a team effort where every individual's input is valuable. This shifts the focus from us versus them to we. Set clear expectations. Establish clear, achievable steps to resolve the conflict. For example, if a patient refuses a certain procedure due to cultural beliefs, discuss alternative treatments that align with their values while meeting medical requirements. By concentrating on shared goals, healthcare providers can redirect energy from conflict toward constructive problem solving. Demonstrating empathy and respect. Empathy and respect are fundamental to conflict resolution. They help build trust and create an environment where individuals feel valued, regardless of cultural differences. Demonstrating empathy involves understanding and validating another person's feelings, while respect acknowledges their dignity and worth. How to demonstrate empathy and respect? Acknowledge emotions. Recognize and validate the emotions of the individuals involved. For instance, say, "I understand that this situation is very important to you, and I want to work with you to find a solution." Adapt your communication style. Pay attention to verbal and nonverbal cues that reflect cultural norms. For example, some cultures prefer indirect communication, while others value directness. Respect cultural practices. Even if you cannot fully accommodate a cultural practice, showing willingness to understand and integrate it as much as possible demonstrates respect. For instance, allowing family members to be present during specific rituals can make patients feel supported. Avoid judgment. Approach conflicts with curiosity and openness rather than judgment. Replace questions like, "Why would you do that?" with, "Can you help me understand your perspective?" Empathy and respect help de-escalate conflicts by fostering a sense of connection and mutual understanding. Key takeaways for healthcare professionals. Cultural competence is essential. Educate yourself about the cultural backgrounds of your patients to anticipate potential conflicts. Communication is key. Effective communication requires active listening, open-ended questions, and cultural awareness. Collaboration yields results. Engage patients, families, and colleagues as partners in care, emphasizing shared goals and mutual respect. Empathy and respect. Build trust. Demonstrating genuine care and understanding creates a foundation for resolving conflicts constructively. Adaptability is crucial. Be flexible in your approach, finding creative solutions to meet both medical and cultural needs. Practical examples of cultural conflict resolution in healthcare. Case 1. Religious beliefs and medical treatment. A patient refuses a blood transfusion due to religious beliefs. The healthcare provider feels the transfusion is necessary to save the patient's life. Resolution. The provider consults a mediator to facilitate dialogue. Together, they explore alternative treatments, such as bloodless surgery or using blood substitutes, aligning medical care with the patient's beliefs. Case 2. Family involvement in decision-making. A healthcare provider insists on speaking directly to the patient about their condition, but the patient's culture prioritizes family involvement in medical decisions. Resolution. The provider adapts their approach, including the family in discussions while ensuring the patient's autonomy is respected. They emphasize shared goals to balance cultural preferences with ethical medical practices. Case 3. Traditional healing practices. A patient uses traditional remedies that the healthcare provider fears may interfere with prescribed medications. Resolution. The provider discusses the patient's remedies and educates them on potential interactions, seeking a compromise that incorporates safe elements of traditional practices alongside medical treatment. Final reflection. Multicultural communication and collaboration through the lens of the Empower Model by Malgorzata Shkup. This chapter shows that effective communication and collaboration within multicultural teams are not only practical skills but also essential components of cultural competence, fully aligned with the Empower Model. Its core values, multiculturalism, professionalism, effectiveness, wellness, and education resources, are particularly visible throughout. Concepts such as active listening, empathy, dialogic communication, conflict resolution, and the inclusion of diverse patient and colleague perspectives reflect Empower's emphasis on mutual respect, engagement, and inclusivity. The chapter offers practical strategies to overcome language barriers, stereotypes, and nonverbal miscommunication, critical for safe and effective healthcare delivery. It also highlights the role of technology and education in fostering dialogue and patient partnership, aligning with the education resources pillar. The chapter further promotes an empathetic and culturally aware professional identity, consistent with Empower's focus on reflective professionalism. The chapter strongly supports the implementation of the Empower model in practice, demonstrating that multicultural communication is a foundation for effective, ethical, and equitable healthcare.